It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
I'm Curious City reporter Monica Ang, and I recently talked to question asker Emma O'Day, who told me about something that happened last year around election time. Her pal just got back from voting, and he told her when he steps into the booth, instead of voting for anyone listed on the ballot, he
wrote in his own candidate that was Bill Murray.
You know, from Ghostbusters, Stripes, and Caddyshack.
And it made me wonder how often he in particular showed up as a write-in candidate, but really also what else are people writing in?
Well, normally it would be impossible to answer a question about what names people write in. And here's why.
The judges of election are only supposed to keep records of the write-ins for people who have actually filed declarations of intent to be write-in candidates for that office.
That's Board of Elections spokesman Jim Allen.
So if someone writes in something silly like Mickey Mouse or Bozo the Clown, we don't tally those up.
Yeah, the law just doesn't require him to keep the records, because election judges thought counting votes for Mickey Mouse and Bozo seemed like a waste of time and money. But get this. Allen told me about this freak election last year. It was for the Water Reclamation District. See, a commissioner there died 3 months before the election. And since there wasn't enough time to go through the normal process, they had to hold an all-write-in election for the seat. So nobody was on the actual ballot. Every vote had to be written in. And in those cases, officials do have to keep a record of every single thing people write in.
I don't think that's ever happened before. It probably will never happen again.
Lucky for you, we got our hands on those records. And they offer a rare peek into the kind of shenanigans Chicagoans pull when they're in the privacy of the voting booth. I pored over thousands of different entries, and holy moly, people write in some weird stuff, which I'll get to in a minute. I should say, though, that most votes were for those people who actually wanted to be write-in candidates, like Cam Davis, who eventually won. But officials accepted more than 100 variations on his name. Even Clam Davis, for Water Reclamation District. This water theme also inspired jokesters to write in
Aquaman, and we had votes for Abe Vigoda, who was Fish.
You know, Detective Fish from the TV show Barney Miller. Chicagoans also wrote in a lot of vulgarities, superheroes, animals, aging rock stars, and a ton of politicians, both dead and alive. To try to understand why people would essentially throw away their vote in this race, I gave the list to Northwestern sociologist Gary Fine. He looks at issues of political reputations and elections.
I'm impressed by the diversity. There are totally silly names.
Like Will Fart, Your Mom, My Butt, and Baba Booey.
There are names that are a well-known cartoon character or a celebrity.
Like Stormy Daniels, Batman, Conan, The Dude, and Mike Ditka. Fine says these were people protesting the system.
It's a way of saying, we're not taking this very seriously, but we want you to know that we're not taking it very seriously.
But he says other write-in entries sent a very different message.
192 people actually took the trouble to vote none. And that suggests to me that at least some of them feel a responsibility to vote.
Fine was pretty confident in his readings of most of the write-ins, but one kind of baffled him.
D's Nuts. I don't know whether that would be a rapper or a celebrity, but D's Nuts got 5 votes.
People like D's Nuts.
they do.
When I brought this all back to Emma, she said she was surprised by a lot of stuff, but mostly that nobody voted for Bill Murray in the race. Still, like Murray says in the movie Meatballs,
it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Hopefully, he'll take it in stride.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation. Alexandra Solomon is the Curious City editor. Jesse Dukes is the audio producer. Catherine Nagasawa is the multimedia producer. And Mackenzie Crossan is our intern. I'm Monica Ang.
Even if we play so far over our heads that our noses bleed for a week to 10 days, even if God in
heaven... Hey, this is Jesse Dukes, Curious City audio producer. I want to let you know about another WBEZ podcast you might want to check out. It's called Public Official A, and it's a podcast mini-series revisiting the rise and fall of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. It's reported by WBEZ's Dave McKinney, who covered the Blagojevich story the first time around. And it's put together by super producer Colin McNulty. And I love how Dave and Colin treat Blagojevich's family with empathy and compassion while being completely clear-eyed and precise about how he ended up in prison. And for me, it raises a tough and I think relevant question, which is how much should any individual be punished or blamed for a corrupt system? Again, it's called Public Official A, and you can find it at WBEZ.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a quick overview of the news.
Meantime, it was chaos today at the Chicago City Council.
A Chicago cop with a controversial past is running for judge.
Other times, you're looking for a deeper understanding of what's going on in the city.
Wow, that's so... No one has asked me that question.
The Rundown podcast has all of that, and it's Chicago-based, so you know what's up in your neighborhood and across town. Listen to The Rundown wherever you get your podcasts or at WBEZ.org/rundown.